And now for a second story about the hazards of being too close to some animals, no matter how much experience you have. In Alaska, a videotape has been found that seems to contain the voices of Timothy Treadwell and Amy Huguenard just before they were killed by bears they were filming. Treadwell and Huguenard's bodies were found in rural Alaska this week. We reached Barry Gilbert, a grizzly researcher at Utah State University. He knew Treadwell and was himself badly mauled by bears in 1977. Mr. Gilbert, what did the wildlife community think of Tim Treadwell's way of interacting with the bears? I understand he would get very close to them.
Well, I think it was divided. Some people felt that he was exploring new territory. He wanted to do good things for bears, but a number of my colleagues felt that the message that was going out to the public at large was not so good, getting so close to bears, taking pictures close up.
And you spoke with him when he was alive. Did he say anything to you that stood out to you in terms of how he researched the bears?
Well, it did. He said he was going to go to Alaska and save bears and protect them. He disliked hunting very much, and his goal was to stop hunting in Alaska. But he also said the first few nights that he was there, he camped in an area that had a lot of bears, and I believe even in thick brush on a bear trail, and then they kept him up all night growling and knocking against his tent. And that was a serious signal to me that this man was both somewhat naive, as he was. He hadn't dealt with bears, he has no training in the area, and he was not in a very good position. The other side of that is it's very hard on the bears, if you like, to be in their face like that. These are wild animals, and I think deserve all of our respect to maintain a distance.
So you think he was too close to them?
Yes, I think that almost without doubt where he was camping. Now, you can, the fact that people come within 20 or 30 meters or yards of these bears commonly without, they adapt to our presence if we don't harass them or we don't feed them.
Now, you were badly mauled by a bear in 1977. What
yeah,
was that?
And that was a different kind. I got myself into trouble on top of a mountain in Yellowstone, and it was a surprise encounter. I was studying bear-human interactions, ironically enough. And I came over the top of the hill. My graduate student was well behind me, and the bear launched itself at me in a defensive attack. It wasn't what I would call a ferocious, aggressive bear. It was just defending itself, and it put me in the hospital for 2 months and almost killed me.
Now, Treadwell seemed, in a way, obsessed with bears, and you too, in a way. Even though you were almost killed by one, you're still fascinated by them. What is it about these animals that attracts people?
Well, it's hard to say. That's sort of, amateur psychology on my part. I've just been a student of animal behavior all my professional career, and I took it as quite a challenge to see how bears learn to get along with us. These animals have their own lives and have existed for millions of years as, in some cases, carnivores that we're talking about, and their hormones, their evolved behavior need to be respected because it'll get us in trouble. These are not, domestic animals, and it's a fallacy to pathetically, if you like, or sentimentally think if you love them, they'll love you back. It doesn't work that way.
Barry Gilbert is a grizzly researcher at Utah State University and a retired wildlife biologist. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.